everybody. It's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, welcome. Come on in here. I know it's been a while since it's just been me solo, but I got a word for you. Listen, it's time to leap and exercise the power of your yes. This week, I heard something in the natural that resonated with my spirit. It said, go up a size. Stop playing safe and small. It's time to go up a size. Many of us haven't come into the promise of our purpose because we haven't given our yes. You're chasing profit, but forgetting that operating in your purpose is what calls the money to you. I have a friend that has had many businesses and hasn't quite seen the success that he would like, but there's a gift inside of him that he keeps putting last because he isn't convinced that he hasn't convinced himself that the need for money, that his gift is attached to the money, that if he operates in his gift, that the money will flow and he will be successful. He's tried all of these other things that keep constantly distracting him and pulling him away from his talent. Sometimes things come naturally to your hands or your mind. Those are your gifts. And God said in the Bible that your gifts will make room for you, right? And the thing is, everybody has a gift, but a lot of people are not listening and in tune with it to tap into the gift. We all want the money. We all want to be rich, right? And we all want to, or we want to make six figures, but we haven't put that energy into tapping into your gift. And then we don't give ourselves permission to operate in our gift. And the thing is, I get being a 9-to-5 person. Everybody is not an entrepreneur. I get that because you really have to be insane to be an entrepreneur. I talk about that too, getting insane, giving yourself permission to be having insane goals. And you have to really, really have a different, I don't like to use the word hustle because people associate hustling with negative things, but you do have to have a different drive about you to be an entrepreneur. You got to be willing to be up when nobody is up. You got to be willing to stay up when nobody's up. You got to be willing to not go when everybody else is there at the party, at the event, or whatever, because you got to do research. You gotta get rest so that you can get up and perform if you got to do business the next day. It's all types of things that go with it that you have to be willing to do. But listen, so the Bible says that your gifts are without repentance. So what that means is if you bet on you, you cannot fail. One of the things that I love the scripture in Psalms that said, for God is within her, she will not fail. And that goes to a hymn too. It just happens to be the she and the female pronoun. But the thing is this, everything that we need is already within us. Life experiences just pull them out. They make you aware of that inner voice that we are ignoring. And life experiences also help us come into the know of the fact that we need to listen to ourselves. We need to trust our instincts, or we also need to adapt skills or sharpen the skills, right? You may not have ever know how to cut wood, but you were born with hands. So you have the ability to learn, as well as your mind is astute. You know that you've seen people do it before. You know how to go to YouTube, you know how to Google and to make those things happen. So you have the ability already in you to activate that skill. See, a lot of times we don't try stuff because we feel like, oh, I would never be good at that or what have you. Some things you're just naturally born with, and some things that you're naturally born with the ability to learn how to do. So we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to pay some bills, but we're going to come back and we're going to get into some things that I want to make you aware of. I want to help you turn on that inner voice that God is speaking through you to. And I want to give you some tools on how I also activated my power of yes. We'll be right back.
The the Like Sunday collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, today we're talking about operating in the power of your yes, activating the power of your yes. Listen, so before we went on break, I was talking about how people are chasing profit, but forgetting to operate in the purpose that you're called in, which calls the money to you. And I was telling you about my friend who always has, you know, he's had many entrepreneurial endeavors, but he hasn't quite seen the success that he wants because he hasn't yet tapped into that gift. He's always like, oh, I know I'm good at this, but I'll come back to it. I'm going to go over here and get this money doing this business first, but I'm going to come back to that. No, you gotta use the gift because it's something that God trusted us with. He knows that he could trust you with it. He knows that you will use the power that he put into you. And that is what he's giving you to get wealth. But we always want to chase and be distracted by other things. So we often sometimes get burnt out and we give up before we hit that success. And the thing is, it's always closer than we even know. So I always tell him that he has a gift inside of him and that he needs to activate that. But, you know, everybody has free will and choice. So I was telling you about the Bible says that our gifts are without repentance. And what that means is that, you know, you can't fail. So even if you only go halfway, you will have some success. However, if you go full speed ahead and give your purpose, your yes, then it will call the profit to you. What I know to be true is if you want to be successful, you will be, but you got to be willing to be insane. So I always talk about giving yourself the power to be insane. And what I know people like, insanity is negative, but no, really insanity is, it can be positive. You just have to spin it to your own advantage. So the thing is, I always tell people, you know, my coaching clients, I always say, are you sure you want to coach with me? Because I'm insane. And the way I operate is I'm insane. And I give myself permission to be insane when it comes to my goal. One thing my mom always told me growing up, out of all of her children, she's like, you're determined. You're so determined. But the thing is, what I realized is you, in order to be successful, the difference between you and somebody that you deem successful, more successful than you, is the fact is that they never deterred from being determined for what they were wanting to accomplish. They were willing to do the thing that you may not be willing to do. And you guys may have the same gift, but the thing is, you may not just have come to that path in the role where you're like, I'm willing to get and give myself permission to become insane, to do this and look insane to everybody else unapologetically, right? So if you know me personally and you listen to my show, you know that I'm somebody that when I want to accomplish a goal, I work hard to get the job done. And people are like, man, you need to rest your body. But I'm like, I'm only doing this for a season. See, it's okay to go hard for a season. This is not a lifestyle. And people are like, oh, we need to stop glamorizing overworking and stuff like that. But when you think of an athlete, right, a professional athlete goes insane to train for the Olympics. You gotta be willing to do you know that these people, they trust God and they let their kids go to be with other families who live in the areas where the best trainers live, where the best coaches live, so that they can get to the goal. And that's the thing, like, that is insane to most people. So that's when I say, you got to get insane, that's what insanity looks like. Be willing to do the things that people will judge you for. But at the end of the day, think about it. If Gabby Douglas's mom had not believed in her daughter's ability and trusted God to send her child to some people that she did not know, would she be an Olympian right now? Probably not. So the thing is, you got to be willing to go and do whatever. We all, everybody in the world was talking about how her hair looked. But the thing is, she had to be willing to let that go in order to get to the goal. And the thing is, I want you to ask yourself today, what am I willing to sacrifice? Give it, and I say, and this is why I say a seasonal sacrifice. If you give yourself 12 months of extreme focus, 18 months of extreme focus. I mean, Fast and Furious 9, pedal to the gas. Get a plan, get a route, get a strategy, get a coach, get a therapist, get everything out of your way that is stopping you from getting to exercising the power of your yes. Because it's time to leap, y'all. Think about it. In the history of time, have we ever had this much money pumped into the economy where we didn't have to do a song and a dance to get it? We didn't have to auction off our firstborn. We didn't have to give a quarter or a liter or ounce of our blood to be able to start something and see it through to completion without having to let our whole entire world fall around us to get it done. Like, I know y'all tired of me saying it's time to leap, but it is time to leap. One thing about me, I will tell you, I'm not telling you to do anything that I did not do. On September the 19th, 2019, sorry, I made a decision. I said, you know what? I'm tired of being in my own way. Yes, I had some success before. Yes, I had a business before that day. But the thing was, I knew that I had other goals. I knew that I had other strengths and talents inside of me that I was not tapping into. I had a client that was like, you know what, Alonda, I want you to, you're very good at this. And stuff that I was like, I just did naturally that I hadn't even thought about making a revenue stream out of it. Because I was just like, this is just something that I can just do, right? And I was like, oh, you know, one of my clients was like, I want to hire you as my social media and marketing manager. And I was like, nah, I don't think that, you know, you want me to do that, because I'm like, I'm really not that good at that. But what I did not know at that time was God was setting me up, and he was bringing someone to say, you know what, this is something that you just do gracefully, but this is something that you're really passionate about. So then he sent another person, right? He sent like a lady that's like a big sister. We were working on some business ventures for her business. And she was like, hey, I want you to come on my team. She's like, you know, you, when you speak about business and the things and cultivating these things, she's like, you're very passionate. She was like, I just see this light in you. So he was sending people to breathe life, to speak life, and to activate what was already in me that I was not even aware of how good I was at it. So fast forward, right? We're now in, so I said, okay, I still wasn't really yet ready to leap into that, right? But I knew that I had to start walking. So I was already knowing that God wanted to take me in one other direction. So I was like, okay, I'm going to align and start my product line. I had already started working on my product line in 2010 when I was pregnant with my son, but I had life happened, right? So I had to stop kind of like working on it as aggressively, but I still kept the fire lit. I still kept the fire lit, and I still reserve hope, because this was a dream that I had always wanted to do since I was a little girl. And I seen that more and more as the world was changing, that need in the space was, it was creating a way for this to come to fruition, because now it was a need. It was no longer a dream. It was a need. And I seen that there was a space that God was carving out for me to be able to go into that space gracefully. So I said, okay, you got to get more serious about that. So September 19th, in 2019, God made a way for me to go to Atlanta for Trailblazing Women conference, right, with my mentor. So I was like, okay, God. And it was at the table. The speaker of the conference said, it's time to return to your childlike faith. So shout out to Sabrina Peterson. She's over at a Glam University in a pretty high company. I think that's how she, but she, you know, she's a celebrity, but you say, so you know her. If you know what I'm talking about, you know her. But if not, look her up. But she was the keynote speaker, and she said, it's time for you to return to your childlike faith. She said, one of the things that she said, I hate to see as a culture of people, she said that we all want to do this. She's like, we all don't exercise our originality. We all want to do the same things, and we go into all of the same businesses, but never tap into what it is exactly that we really wanted to do. She said, it's okay to dream. It's okay to believe. She said, what is it that you wanted to do when you were a little child and it sounded too big for you? She said, it scared you even because it was so big that you never thought that it would come true. She said, tap into that. And it was at that moment that I was like, yeah, like, you know, I could remember being a kid and I told people like I wanted to do like 10 things. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, you'll change your mind by the time you were grown. But the thing is, I never changed my mind. I really wanted to do all of those things. And thank God today I can say in 2021, every single dream that I had as a child, I'm now operating in those gifts, because what I did not know at the time was those things were gifts. That was the God whisper that was like, God was telling me, like, listen, these are the things I'm going to trust you with in the future. These are the things that you're going to be good at. These are the things that I can trust you with, that I'm cultivating your life experiences for you to go forward and activate the power of your yes. So if you know me, or if you follow me, then you know that I went into publishing. So every year on my birthday, I decided that I was going to give myself a gift that would keep gifting me, right? I don't want to just buy purses and shoes and stuff like that, because that stuff goes out of style and stuff like that. So I say, you know what, God, every year for my birthday, I'm going to give myself something that I will be able to look back on for years and I will appreciate it, right? So many of you don't know, you guys know that I'm an international best-selling co-author. But this is the thing, this dream of being an author started when I was like in the first grade. I went to an elementary school that they put a bindery in the school, and I spent most of my free time there because I wanted to learn everything about books. I wanted to know how you put them together. I wanted to know how the actual illustrations got on the page. And so my teacher cultivated that. But let me just tell you, I want to encourage somebody right now. We moved to Cincinnati, Ohio from Raleigh, New Jersey. And when I was in the first grade, soon as the school year started, my teacher came to my mom and she's like, I think we're going to have to hold her on the back. I don't think that she knows all the things that she needs to know. So they put me in like a reading intervention at the school, right? So my mom's like, yeah, no, she doesn't really need that. Like, really, our schools are way ahead of the school up here. But God was birthing something in me. He was perfecting something in me, right? And so I could look back in this moment and be like, you know what? I could have gave up then. I could have been discouraged then, like, you know what? I can't be an author. They don't even think I could read, right? But the thing was, I really could read. I could read really, really well, actually. And the thing was, I was bored because I actually was further ahead than everybody else. But the thing was, through that opportunity, right, I had more time to work on perfecting a skill that I actually already possessed. But see, the thing was, I was quiet. We were in a new town. We were trying to get used to a new culture and everything. So when I got into that class, what happened was the teacher was like, no, she really can read. She's actually reading at a higher reading level than she's supposed to. But then, so then what happened was, they winded up giving me the opportunity, right, to do the bindery experience with the writing, because they was like, oh no, she's actually gifted and she's got a little something special. So it actually put me in a better situation to start writing. And through writing, what was birthed in me was I was given a skill, one, to heal myself, to learn how to communicate in a different way. It helped me to deal with stress. So there are gifts inside of you that have more than one property of healing over your body. They create so many different resources that are available to you that you haven't tapped into. That's why it's so important to operate in your purpose, because your purpose is also protection. It has many different resources, right? So the thing was, it birthed in me an ability that I did not even know. Being separated and to the side, it birthed in me the awareness that I possessed a gift that I did not even know. And so as a child, the first book that I wrote about was, as a younger child, I lost my paternal grandmother at a very young age. So I also wrote a book for young children on dealing with grief. And I didn't even understand that that was what I was writing. But God used that ability to heal, to bless others. And they was like, wow, like I won a reading award. My book got put into the art museum because I was really good at art. And so different skills and talents were birthed off of me just operating purpose that I did not even have. So just think about all the resources or all of the needs that you may have in your life, that just you operating the power of your yes to walk in one purpose will unlock several more purposes. And it'll be the answer to a lot of the things that you think are problems or issues that you just feel like God has yet to answer you on, that one key unlocks several doors. The operation of walking in the power of your yes is so powerful. And that's the thing. Every time people are like, oh, you say yes too much. But the thing is, you're just not saying yes to the right things. And so when you walk in your purpose, you will learn how to say no to the things that you've been saying yes to that have been hindering you and distracting you from your purpose. And you will only say yes to the things that build you, that heal, that purpose driven. So then you won't be exhausted anymore, right? We think that we're overworked and exhausted. Sometimes we're the problem because we're not saying yes to the right things. And so I just want you guys to understand that it's okay to be insane. And being insane means, again, I'm going to go over it one more time. You have to be willing to do what nobody else is willing to do for your goal, because it's only your job to get you to the finish line. Only your job. That's why you're equipped with everything inside of you. And so oftentimes, me and my best friend, we walked with Disney on Ice. And so everybody loves the ice show, right? But they don't understand how much work it is. We always tell people like, man, that was some of the hardest work we ever did in our lives. And so I'm often reminding myself of that job because it was so revelatory. One of those big old stands that sells all those lights and stuff, it fits into a small black box. The box that it goes into, what you wouldn't even believe, like all of that stuff fits in that box. And I equate that to us as people, right? It's so spiritual for me because we see ourselves as so small. Sometimes we allow people to make us feel like we're inadequate or we're not qualified to do certain jobs. But the thing is, we are mighty. We are powerful. We are powerful beyond measure. But the thing is, you got to find your voice and you got to find your yes. And so I say that to also go back to my point about how my client was asking about the marketing and the media, right? And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I'm telling myself I wasn't qualified, right? I'm like, I'm not qualified for that, whatever, whatever. But what I didn't know was they were birthing in me that getting me ready. They were pulling something to the foreground that I didn't know that I had inside of myself that now I'm operating in that gift. God gave me two opportunities just this year to operate in media and marketing, right? And so the thing is, sometimes you may feel like God is not talking to you, but oftentimes he'll send a message through his servant, somebody that he knows that he can trust to give you word. And then they don't have to be underneath the whole umbrella of a prophet or anybody, an officer of the church or anything like that. But sometimes it's just casual conversation. And I call those God whispers, right? I feel like sometimes he will whisper and he will use someone else's mouth. And sometimes he just wants to know, are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able to receive? Are you ready to activate and walk in your purpose and activate the power of your yes? Oftentimes we're chasing money. We want seven figures, but can God trust you with seven figures? Tabitha Brown said something that was so powerful the other day. She said it took her 20 years to get to her success. She said, and I'm so grateful for it. She said, most people be mad, like, man, if I'd have known I was going to be this successful. She was like, I'm glad I didn't know. She was like, because I wasn't ready for it before. She was like, I wouldn't have been ready. She said, God had to get me ready. So I want you to leap. Just take the first leap and just take the journey. Be willing to take the journey. Allow him to send the people and the resources to unlock what is inside of you so that you can live in your abundance, right? Because he doesn't want us to live in lack. He doesn't want us to be out here suffering and robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's not the plan that God had for us. So again, give yourself an extreme season, right? 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. How much are you worth, right? How much does the world mean more than you? The thing is, you can't put everything else before you put you. You got to be willing to step out everything else around you to get to where you can be helpful to others. Because if you're not successful, then how can you reach back your hand to help your community? How can you break generational curses? How can you bring forth generational wealth if you're not willing to put your pedal to the metal for 12 months? 18 months, 24 months, 22 months, maybe 24 months, however long. It can happen for you in 6 months. It can happen for you in 4 months. It's just about how ready you are, how much he knows he can trust you with, and if you really, really ready to exercise the power of your yes. What I know to be true is if you are wanting success, you have to be willing to be insane about your why and the route you choose to get there. Insanity's definition means in a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. It is also used when describing shock or outrage. Follow me. You have to become insane. You have to alter your state of mind. No normal way of thinking, because it hasn't been working. Because what's normal for me is not normal for you. I'm aware. You have to take on a different behaviors equally. You have to be willing to work when no one else is willing to work. You got to be willing to grind. You got to be willing for people to say, you know what, well, all you do is work, and that's okay. Because guess what, those are the same people that's going to be asking you to borrow a little something when you get successful. It's your season to activate your goals. You can't put them off anymore. We don't have time. Like the old folks used to say, time is winding up. But if you are a Bible believer, then you see that all around us the book of Revelations is unfolding. We can't just say it's coincidence. It's not conspiracy anymore. You may have to pause social interactions. You may have to miss a few cookouts, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs. I promise you, secure the bag and they will get better gifts. But tell people, like, listen, I don't want you to think I'm acting funny. But what I know now is I cannot afford to sleep on me any longer. Buy me some clocks, because I need to make sure they go off in my house, because I need to stop sleeping on me so that y'all know that I'm what I'm capable of. Listen, you can sleep when you die. It'll be seasons where you'll be able to lay up and you'll be able to be like these celebrities that you want to be about. So be like so much. You want to know why they vacation so much? Because they extremely grind when they're not on vacation. So you got to be able to play. To play hard, you got to work hard. Like, seriously. They not just partying and out here doing all of this stuff, but they not working. One day soon, you'll be able to say, look back and be like, you know what? I'm glad that I was able to do what I needed to do unapologetically. I'm glad that I got to the point where I finally cared and didn't care what anybody said about me, because now I'm reaping the harvest that God promised me because I did the work. You cannot just throw a seed in the ground and expect it to grow. You got to till that land. You got to get that ground ready. We want a harvest that we not really willing to get out there and rake that ground up so that the seed can be planted. You gotta till your land. They gonna say you fell off the scene. I know. They gonna say, they acted funny. It's okay. It's okay to adjust your behavior. Guess what? Because guess what? Everybody can't go where you're going. So let them remove themselves. It'll be less painful than you having to put them out your life. Exercise the power of your guests. Walk in your purpose. Because many are called, but few are chosen. And the thing is, everybody will be chosen. But guess what? God knows that everybody is not going to answer back. He's calling us all. But the thing is, very few people are going to holler back like, okay, God, here I come. Because a lot of us don't have the courage. A lot of us don't have the guts. Just repeat after me today. God, I'm ready to go insane for you. You have my yes. Take inventory of how many times I've been aligned, but I wasn't ready to exercise the power of my yes. I've made mistakes. That doesn't mean that I haven't been empowered or to take the lead. But God, I'm ready to watch you move. I'm ready to watch you love me and guide me. I'm ready to decrease that you may increase. There's people rooting for you and ready to hand you opportunities. Step into your yes. Invest in you. Invest in you. Invest in you. You got to be willing to not be the best dressed for a while. The richest people look like bums. Listen, the quiet, put me where the quiet millionaires are. I don't got to be a loud one. You'll never got to see me in a magazine, on the TV, an editorial, or anything. Put me over there where the quiet ones are because I can enjoy my money. I'll be able to be a millionaire in peace. I don't want nobody begging me for nothing. Let me do for you as I see fit. And as I'm led, be one of those millionaires. I believe in you. I'm rooting for you. Listen, it's time to leap, y'all. It's time to leap. Exercise the power of your yes and walk in your purpose. I promise you, if you bet on you, that'll be the best bet that you ever make in your life. And you will not fail. You will not fail. As the scripture says in the Bible, for God is within you, you will not fail. He is within you. He ain't gonna fail himself. So listen, I wanted to apologize to everybody who I may have delayed or derailed your becoming because I was sleeping on myself and I was not in my rightful place. Because what I do know is that we are all, I always say it, it's my favorite quote, we are all an intricate piece of the puzzle, right? And so if I'm not in position, then I'm not creating other positions for other people to leap. So I sincerely apologize to anyone that I have delayed because you're new and your next is supposed to come from me. So recently I took the leap and I decided that after 5 years, the job that I took when life was, you know, thick and down and I had to rebuild, I decided to resign recently. And with that, I felt so free because I knew that God has called me to create opportunities for people. And so I'm super excited about the things that he's doing in my life so that I can reach for my next brother or sister and create opportunities. So if it's been weighing on your heart in particular to take a leap, and maybe it is leaving your corporate America job, maybe it is to start that business. And I'm never going to tell anybody that in order to go into entrepreneurship, you can't work, because I was a parallelpreneur for many years. And I've done it off and on for throughout a majority of my life. But it's nothing wrong with working a regular job and being an entrepreneur as well. It's nothing wrong with working for someone either, because we do need builders. Like, if everybody's going to be an entrepreneur, who's going to run the corporations? That's true. But I do feel like that's a seasonal thing for most people. So you do have your season where you do have to do that. But I just want you to know, if this been weighing on your heart, get your plan together and take the leap, because I'm telling you, stress kills, and oftentimes you don't even know how stressed you are until you free yourself of a situation that you've learned how to cope in. So listen, y'all, I love you for real, for real. Like, I can't wait to see, like, I know that it may come year or two from 2 years from now, but I do hear feedback from my listeners now. If this is blessing anybody, if you know and you like, girl, she talking to me, hit me up. Email me at coachalonda@imustbecome.com. Hit me on Instagram or Facebook under I Must Become One. You can also email me through my website, imustbecome.com. I want to hear from you because I cannot wait to hear the testimonies that are going to come, because I know that people are overworked and they're tired and they're tired of sleeping on themselves and they're tired of not tapping into their full potential. So guys, I love y'all. I'm waiting to hear the testimonies. I'm super rooting for you. Like, I pray for y'all. In real life, I do. I'm praying for y'all, and I can't wait for you guys to be set free. I can't wait for those empires to be built. I can't wait for those books to spring forth. I can't wait to see new businesses in every genre. Like, I can't wait for somebody to really break those generational curses and create generational legacy for their families. Like, I can't wait for it. Like, I'm literally so excited. Like, if it's happening to me, I'm excited for you in that real capacity. So y'all, I can't wait to hear these testimonies. I love you. Meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. and we're gonna have another date where you'll be able to catch I Am Becoming as well, here coming in the next 2 weeks. Listen, tap in. It's time to leap. Grab a friend. If you're scared to jump by yourself, y'all jump together and keep track of your process. Take pictures. You will see the countenance of your character change in pictures. You'll see how much happier you will be. Trust me, I take pictures often. I share testimonies often. Like, my God, how far you have brought me. I'm telling you, it is a real, real thing. I love you guys. Peace.